This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday, 4 past 4, 27 degrees. Hello, troops.
Oh, good afternoon, Dollface. Good afternoon, Timothy. Good afternoon, Joysters. Oh.
Good afternoon, everyone.
How are you both?
Believe how energised you sound, Dean Murphy.
Thank you very much. Well, I've had a little time off. I've been in Bali.
Yes. And yet, 4 minutes before we went to air, you just said, I think I need to have a sleep.
I need to tell you about the trip. If you knew what took place on that trip, I should be in a coma.
If you knew Susie like I knew Susie.
I'm going to explain a little bit about going away with a whole bunch of 20-pluses.
Wow.
Which kind of makes me think that I may be going through some weird midlife crisis.
Well, Tim and I just said your yes year is
fun.
Really going
it's
well.
It's really a
fun,
yes year.
But I was buckled when I got home and feeling the effects. If I doze off at any point during the show, just give me a wallop.
That's all right. We've got a big stick. We'll just poke you.
Mm-hmm. We've got a good show. I heard you guys did well while I was away,
too. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Timothy. We had a lovely time.
We had a great time.
And then we had a week off.
It wasn't that nice.
So it seems like it was. It was lovely, but it seems like we've just been very busy.
Have been busy. We've got so much to talk about because was it Mardi Gras and Bali we went to Kylie the other night and we'll talk about that soon.
I want to know all about it.
Oh, Tim, if only. Joy 94.9. I want to go back to 1999 too. Great.
Oh, dear. You really are sort of looking backwards, darling, aren't you?
Why?
Do you know what you should do is look through the front window of the car, not the rear view mirror. They make the rear view mirror small for a reason, doll.
Oh, listen
Let
to
it go.
Guru Swami look over back. There. No, look at Guru Swami.
Because I was having a little dance and I felt like I was in the song.
I'm not looking
and then
back.
All
I
of
just
a sudden
said
it's
liked,
like, oh, I wish I could go back.
I liked 1999.
Did
was
you?
It a good year?
Yeah, it was a great year.
It was a great year for me too.
I can't remember it.
There you go.
It probably was a good year for you too.
No, because in little windscreen washes.
No, I just live in the moment so much that I can't even remember what day it is today.
Anyway.
It's a miracle that I turn up here on a Monday knowing that I think it's because you ring me about 14 times to remind me that it's on.
I really didn't think I'd make it today because I watched one of the only episodes I've watched of Maths.
Last night. For those of you who are uninitiated, it's Married at First Sight.
I feel like there's no point the world existing after I watched that show because
it
really was disturbing that people actually act like that and it's one of the highest rating shows on television.
Yeah, because let's face it, they're actors.
They're all actors. Does anyone actually believe that any of them are above board and not actors and not there because of the TV thing? Like,
what?
You know when they say stay or leave or go?
I was with you for
leave
a minute,
or go,
then,
stay, leave.
No.
They're all saying stay because they want to spend more time on the show because they want
the
fame and they're not in it for the marriage anyway. It's all garbage. Why are we watching it?
Well, you're telling the story.
I don't know. I was sitting there and I was just like a stunned mullet.
I don't really agree with the sensationalising and the glorifying of these dreadful people and their dreadful behaviour and the institution of marriage just completely being pooed all over.
Is there a Filipino lady in there? Filipino? And she got pulled up last night for using use. That's the only thing I liked about the whole show. Don't use use. there's no such word as a use.
Well, the Martha girl
it's
said.
It's you or
that word doesn't
them.
Exist.
Yeah. But not use.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's highbrow entertainment, isn't it?
It is highbrow entertainment.
Really,
it's much
amazing.
Like this show.
Yes.
Well, it's only 11 past four and thrown out use.
It should have been thrown out a long time ago. Anna Murphy. Let's hear it.
Well,
I want to hear your story about your good
deeds. No, well, you're poo-pooing this. Okay, so listeners, I did. I've done a couple of good deeds today. And I was gloating to the boys going, oh, my God, amazing. I'm like the nicest person on the planet. Mm. But they've picked apart one of my deeds. So the The first one, so about 2 months ago, the side fences at my units had to get pulled down and put back up. You guys listening at home might remember that I was telling the story that the boys were out the back and they were straight. And they were out the back singing Whitney Houston's.
Yes, I remember that story well.
Somebody. So I thought that was really cute. Anyway, not long after that, I noticed that one of them had left a power tool on my hot water service. It's sort of almost hidden.
Like leaving a phone number, isn't it?
It is. It's a calling card.
Calling card.
No, don't say that, really?
Could be.
Oh, my God, I've totally missed the opportunity. Yeah. Oh, anyway. Oh, my God, I'm so dumb. Anyway, no, they were pretty young. They would have thought I was Nana.
No,
it's
no.
Totally fine. Anyway, Cougar's on the dance floor. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, no, just continue the story. There's no singing in here this afternoon.
What? Yeah, there will be. Anyway, so it was kind of hidden. It's not somewhere that I look all the time or whatever. Anyway, so I thought to myself, surely they'll come and knock on the door and go, so I didn't think much about it at all. And then I noticed the other day it was still there. And I thought, well, it's been about 2 months. So I brought it inside and I said to our other brother, who's a builder, I said, do you want it? And he goes, oh, no, they're like really expensive. Like they'll be spewing, they've lost that. And I'm like, oh, and he goes, no, you need to give it back to them. And he's tried it. He goes, it still works after it's been outside in the rain. Clearly I was focusing on it, so I was like, oh, okay. So today I was feeling quite chuffed with myself because I rang the company and I said, oh, we've got a power tool here. Sorry, I didn't notice it before, and I'm handing it back. So I was giving myself a massive high five all day until Dean and Tim many people would have gone
No, but see, was it, you've actually hijacked Peter, our older brother's good deed. Because he was the one that suggested it. You've hijacked it and turned it into your own.
No, okay.
You were absolutely pushed to the coattails. You didn't care whether the thing sat out there and rusted.
Listen, Tiger Woods has a coach.
Our brother is your good deed coach.
He doesn't get there on his own.
Wow.
Like I got pointed in the right direction. I made the call.
There's no karma credits for being nudged, doll.
Yeah, okay, well, I want to back up. There was a second one today.
Oh, okay.
Because I was on.
Better
I was
than
on
that
a,
one. Better be.
No, well, I was on a roll because I was thinking I like this good deed thing and I think people should be nice to each other more often, don't it? I am slightly bewildered and a bit ashamed that I didn't think to ring straight away. But I was making up for that. Anyway, I was in Heidelberg this afternoon and I was waiting for a 5-minute car park because I was just delivering a film and a lady came out of her car park. She said, would you like this ticket? Because there's an hour on it.
How's that your good deed?
Let me finish the story.
Right, sorry.
So she...
I thought you hijacked the old lady's
good
deed.
What a good deed it was.
You've gone to someone who actually really needed it. I'll just take that ticket. What a good deed.
Oh, look at me.
Look at me. Pat, pat, pat.
God, I'm good.
I'm terrific.
Look at that free ticket. I'm great.
Well, what I was going to say... No, what I was going to say is that after that, I just ran into the hospital, ran out. I waited in the street patiently for someone who needed a car park and I had that ticket.
Oh, wow.
So I really am a coat... I'm on the coattails of greatness.
Siphon out of the universe all these karma credits. It doesn't work like
it's
that,
like,
Dolly.
It's like I'm getting dunk towards karma.
Bandwagon is coming along. Oh, it's free spot for you.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
I wanted to talk about the penis festival in Japan, but you wanted to talk about something more interesting, your computer.
Well, I think possibly this show, if not, I would say this show has had the penis festival covered.
Anyway.
I think we've done it a few times.
Yeah, good.
Yearly.
I think we've done it yearly.
I think so.
Japanese would love us for it. Yep. I'm going there in a few weeks. I might be the Murphy's Law representative to go to the festival.
You could be there for the Vagina Festival.
Oh, I could go to that as well. Is there one? I don't know. I'm going with my 74-year-old Christian mother.
Wow. She does not need to be around a Vagina Festival. No.
This just took a turn for the worst.
Let's hear about your computer.
Yes, all I wanted to do was talk about my new laptop because I got a new laptop on the weekend.
How old was the other one?
About 10 years old.
And
in these day and age. Like, seriously, that thing. Prehistoric, it was like driving a turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like something out of the Flintstones. It was ridiculous. Just
how
watching,
often did your wheel go?
Just all the time. All the time.
Spinning wheel of death.
Spinning around. Sorry, Kylie from last week. I can't
remember. Anyway, story at a time.
Yeah. I just want to say that the experience is quite liberating. Getting the brand new computer. I got it from the one that's the fruit company.
Yes, we don't want to give free plugs out, do we?
From anyone at home. But it's amazing. And their support over the phone, amazing. I also went to a very big department store to buy said computer from the fruit company. Not the fruit company's actual company. Right. Anyway, this is getting complicated. But it was another one of those ones which I used to get anxiety just thinking about going into, because they'd be music and people everywhere and it would be crazy. And I was like, oh, my God, Dane, you have to come with me. Strangely, you didn't balk at this at all on Saturday. You were very obliging.
Only because I've
never
For 2 years I've heard you whinge about the other computer, which has the wheel going.
So you somehow made this a selfish thing. I was saying you were really compliant.
Get her. Make sure she buys that so she can shut up.
No, it was like you were really pleasant about it for a minute, but now I see it all.
Anyway.
The problem is, if this was supposed to shut up, all I've heard from her all day today is
about the computer.
My new laptop.
My new laptop. Yeah,
like most things new in her life, it wears off fairly quickly.
Now, very, very congenial, very nice brother for a change. I didn't know who you were. Came with me to the shop and I was bracing myself. At one point you said, why are you bringing your water bottle? And I have to.
I get anxiety in there. Stress and sweat.
No, I do. I get sweaty and my mouth goes dry. It's like, oh, I can't cope. And anyway, so.
To buy a computer.
To go into the big department stores. I don't like
How do you
them.
Go on dates?
Don't go on dates.
Oh, Jesus.
Dry mouth.
I don't go on dates.
Doesn't work.
I can stand on stage. I don't go on dates. Dates are dumb. Anyway, no, I've given up on that.
Okay, no, continue. Is
men or okay. whatever. So anyway, we went in there, calm, like might have been some quiet music in the background, not too many, very pleasant service. We walked straight up, bang, there you go. Now, I don't know whether this is representative of them having a slow day or not. No, I went in there today. It was the same. So it was gorgeous. They were very helpful. It was very quick. Painless even.
Is that it?
Well, 10 years ago when I bought it, it wasn't anything like that. I think that's why I put off.
No, is that the end of the story?
It's amazing. This computer's amazing.
Where's the doo-doo boom tush?
Just that I'm very, very happy. The boom tish.
Not tush. It's tish. Boom tish.
That was it right there.
Do you ever? Is there an ending to this story?
Is there a bow to wrap it up?
No, just wanted to talk about my computer.
Oh, right, okay.
I actually do feel like there's potential for this to be 2019's version of Dean Murphy's I Am a Springboard Diver. Yeah,
that was like one of three of your worst stories ever on the show in 8 years.
I don't think so. The vagina boat one was pretty bad.
No, I can't talk any more about this. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon at 26 to 5, 28 degrees in town. What a lovely summery still, even though we're in autumn, summery sort of day. It's beautiful.
There's a lot of summeries in there. I'm not sure.
Wow. There was a lot of computer talk just before.
Good though. Do you know what? I haven't even printed anything off. I'm just looking at the screen. It's amazing.
Oh, you did print, didn't you?
I printed straight from computer without any issues at all setting up the printer here. You don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. We've been doing the show for 8 years. Just the thought of printing something here makes me break out in a sweat and nothing, not even beating. It was amazing.
See, now I understand when you two bag me out about when I talk about springboard diving, how boring it is.
Yeah.
Because that's your computer talk right there. Love a good animal story.
Oh, I love an animal story. Tell me, what have you got?
A 3-year-old Nubian goat named Lincoln is poised to become the first honorary pet mayor of a small Vermont town.
Lincoln, the honorary
of
pet
Fairhaven.
Mayor.
Isn't that wonderful? I love America.
Oh, isn't it lovely to hear a story
it's
like
great
that?
Because you've got a pig as a president and now you've got a goat who's poised to be a pet mayor. Now, he beat a whole bunch of other animals. Apparently there was dogs, cats and gerbils. Yeah. But he cleaned up at the town meeting. Well, cleaned up.
Apparently the gerbil's name was Crystal.
Was it really?
Wow.
I didn't read that bit, but that's great.
Crystal Beth, the gerbil. No, it's actually, his actual name is Crystal. It's in the article. Because I'm looking at my new computer.
Oh, dear. On your new computer. Oh, gosh, you've thrown the new computer in. Anyway, that's all I have on the goat.
Oh, I love Lincoln the Goat.
Love
Can
Lincoln.
We have the clap for Lincoln the Goat? Yeah! I'm a bit clap happy today.
You are clap happy.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we're very lucky because you and I, and Tim, you got a cat?
Two.
That's right, two. We're all pet
owners.
Oh,
he's only been part of the show for 4 years. So I'm just wondering who's listening now. Ouch.
Well, I get shut down. Do you want to take over this interview? Anyway, we're all pet owners in this studio, and there's a lot of pet owners in the LGBTIQA+ community. But this man who's come in to talk to us, he's a personal trainer, but that's not what he's here to talk about. Not personal training for dogs and cats and whatever. He's here to talk about something at Vegas. Welcome to Joy.
Welcome, thanks, guys. Vegas.
You're here to talk about something which I believe is truly remarkable. It is, and you're the marketing manager for Pet Medical Crisis.
Correct.
Which is a fabulous organisation. Can you tell us exactly what you guys do at Pet Medical?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to organise the unnecessary euthanasia of pets to be eliminated for the vulnerable people in the country, so in Victoria.
It's amazing. So people who are like, so disadvantaged or seniors or whatever who have a pet who may need life-changing surgery or whatever and they haven't got the money for it, you guys are raising the money to actually fund that.
Yeah, correct. It started about 9 years ago.
Wow.
That's so amazing.
Amazing.
Because, look, I'm working full-time. I have a cat and a dog. I worry more about the puppy, but it's expensive just having to take them to the vet. You pray that incredible. Nothing happens where it's going to be a case, I've got pet insurance, but, even that you have to jump through hoops to make it work as a full-time employee. But if you were on the pension or, pets are your family, so it would be absolutely devastating if you had to put your pet down because you couldn't afford the bill.
Yeah, my little schnauzer, Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy, had a little two-day stint because he was sick as a dog. Well, he was a dog.
Literally.
And he had a two-day stint in hospital. It cost me like $900 for 2 days. So what you do is obviously like really important and such a great – who was the founding mother
The original person is Jennifer Hunt. She's our CEO and our goddess.
Did she have – what was her experience that set this up? Because obviously something triggered it.
Yeah, she's a qualified nurse, worked in nursing for about 35 years. Mm. Her dog – Jed had three spinal injuries in less than a year.
Wow.
And so it cost her about $30,000. Luckily, she was saving for a kitchen is the story. she has a kitchen eventually now, 9 years later. But so she realised after that there was such a hole in the market that, people that couldn't afford it were all sorts of trouble.
Totally. And the organisation now has raised over $450,000 and saved 500 plus pets for people, which is remarkable.
That's amazing. We have to clap for that.
I need to clap. Yep. And a big trumpet.
And the trumpet, yes.
So let me ask you, what some of the things to raise money, how do you raise your funds?
Generally, public donation is where we get our funds from. So 100% of all the public donations go back to the charity. So basically we're looking for a sponsorship for people to help the back end of it.
Yep,
is the way that we're going to.
What about things like Pets in the Park? Is an event that you guys run?
Yeah,
in Melbourne?
Pets in the Park is quite big for us. We'll get down there and sell a whole bunch of raffle tickets.
Is that this weekend?
This Sunday, yeah.
Wow, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
Pepper.
Absolutely.
Dawson Henry.
No, we're there.
Can we take the cat, Tim?
Cats are in. Not so good outside.
Cats
but
don't do that.
Can we take them in a cage?
I'm sure my Great Dane will love them.
No, we'll come for sure.
Well, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is amazing. And if you're out there and if you know anybody or a company that is looking to get behind a very worthy cause, get them in contact.
And how do they donate to you guys?
Go to our website, which is www.petmedicalcrisis.com.au.
And what about, have you got an email address that we can give them as well? Is it petmedicalcrisis@gmail.com if you want to send them a message and get onto that? But Vegas, I think it's remarkable what you do. And I think, hopefully more people jump on board. It is it's such a supporting thing for the community. And really, really glad you came in and discussed it with us.
Beautiful. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Vegas.
Thanks very much.
Traffic for Melbourne.
That That's right. As we head out to the roads this afternoon, the Calder Freeway is a little sluggish as it hasn't upgraded its software at 8 minutes. Eastern outbound has a new, really annoying rainbow wheel going round and around at 18 minutes. The Monash outbound has completely shut itself and we're off to buy a new one at 88 minutes. And the Princess outbound is operating on a version about 10 years old at 17 minutes. And that's your new computer version of the traffic.
Oh, look at you go. We now have a competition which some of you need to cover the kiddies' ears.
Oh, dear. Can I do a disclaimer? That I wasn't part of the idea behind this.
You didn't poo-poo it either.
No, I did not.
Kind of no pun intended.
No.
Okay, so a mate sent me this meme. Thought, geez, that'd be good competition. And I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know. This may be our last time on Joy.
I'm not sure.
All you've got to do is send in the answer to this meme question.
I know what a lot of you are like, and dirty devils. Yes, so you are dirty devils. You'll be fine.
We're going to double pass to this comedy club, you know, a whole bunch of LGBTI comedians who from the United States, and they're part of the comedy festival. It's going to be great. It's amazing. Here's what you need to do. You need to answer this. Describe your first time bottoming using a song title. Now, when I was sent this by a mate, the first thing that came to my head was, am I ever going to see your face again?
Oh, dear.
But that was me. How about you?
Well, see, the only one straight away I was like, there's a fine line between pleasure and pain. But I would just like to say this is not something I engage in.
I'm just looking a little further down our musical playlist I have here, and I have thank you, next.
So that's how you do it, people. All you're going to do is send in the song title.
We've
first
gone
thing,
there, haven't we?
Using the song title, describe your first time bottoming.
Yeah.
Gee, memes are funny, aren't they?
Aren't they, Joe?
Come in all sorts of sizes and packages. Yeah. Joy 94.9. Oh. I think the funniest thing about the fact that we've got a competition describe your first time bottoming using a song title and Justin Bieber's Sorry was on.
And he's saying, you know, is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Well, the way the person's going, ooh, all the way through the song, I'd say yes. It's a bit too late.
That's the competition. 0427JOY949 on at rejoy.org.au. Send through.
Just saw that song in a whole new light. I've just thought there might be some people like, oh, I don't want to put my name to that. You could be making it up.
This person sent through no name, but sent through his song title was Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good. And you can take that either way. Either. Playing the game, it's a chance to win comedy festival tickets, and Suff has sent through a message.
First time bottom song, A Whole New World.
A Whole New World.
I love that.
Oh, it's lovely.
Changes the dynamic. And Stuart has said, hurts so good.
What? There you go. See,
there you go. That's how you play. Yeah, I've been thinking to myself, if you're just tuned in, I never thought 8 years ago when we started the show that we would be running a competition that was come up with a name for the song that would go along with your first time bottoming. But ladies and gentlemen, we're here.
Oh, we are here. We've arrived.
We've arrived at that low point.
We've developed, haven't we? Lots of messages coming through, being flooded. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Peter sent through a message. I believe in miracles from Hot Chocolate.
We've had
like a little tie in there. Yeah.
I like that the girls are playing too because Candace said, hit me with your best shot. And Sarah has said, I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Simon also sent through one. I love that. Simon sent through one. I know what boys like.
Oh, yeah.
You would by that stage. Yep. And Dan sent one from Queen. Don't stop me now.
Oh, dear.
Don't stop me now because I'm having a good time.
Oh, I think Eric might have had a bit of a situation last time. Eric said, how will I know?
I think you know.
Oh, yeah. You should know.
So that's the game. Hopefully you've covered the kiddies' ears. Describe your first time bottoming using a song title. Send in your name.
I feel like we're achieving so much.
Do you know when we gave away the share tickets and the phones went crazy? Yeah. Not since then has there been such a competition.
I know.
Been run on the station.
It is truly amazing.
Phones have gone crazy.
It's just gone crazy. Thank you for sharing. Craig said, get into the groove.
Peter from Cambridge.
Good afternoon, Murph. He's listening from the UK, commuting into London for a swim at London Central YMCA before work. Dean Murphy, are you handling
Sorry, yes, I thought you...
No, yeah, well,
there you go. No, that's it.
Said, how about Queen? I was born to love you.
Oh, that's a good one. And this one came through.
Hello, Joy. Hello, the Murphys. My first experience was, finally, it's happened to me. But I shouldn't probably have sung that.
Good on you, George from South Yarra. And Tom sent one through. I got a feeling. You certainly would. Charlie, everything I do it for you. And David said, how deep is your love? Is your love?
Oh, God. Well, according to Eric's How I Know, probably not that deep. Rick always said Happy by Pharrell.
I can't believe it.
Nice one.
Really? What's 3AW talking about right at this point in time?
Anyway, not this.
Quite possibly not this topic. Yeah.
Thank you, Simon. You got a song title?
Well,
for a little competition. I'm going to put you on the spot. Your cheeks have gone rosy. Yes. Did you know that?
Very rosy.
For some bizarre reason, and this has nothing to do with a particular experience when I was a young man, the first title that came to mind was actually Dance Little Lady Dance.
That's not what I thought was going to come out of your face, but that's fantastic, Simon.
I love that.
That is great.
Made my day.
We've had another one through here from someone who says chocolate from Kylie Minogue.
Oh, keep it.
And keep it clean, people. And the only way is up, M people from Mark from Armadale. I love it. You're on Joy 94.9. And this is Release Me. There's another one for you. Anna Murphy.
Yes.
A British woman had to go to hospital after an intense impending orgasm triggered a stroke.
What?
I was just wondering, has that ever happened to you?
No.
Well, you're starting to droop.
No, that's from not having that reaction to orgasms, I'm telling you right now. What do you mean?
Well, she's a 44-year-old woman who suffered a...
44? Like, I'm 45. How come I've never had to go to hospital because of that situation? I feel ripped off. And the older I get, the less likely it's going to happen. I am furious. How do I get my money back? I think Mum and Dad should sue. I should sue Mum and Dad. I'm furious. I want to have an orgasm. Puts me in hospital.
Now, last week, Anna Murphy, you and I went to the Kylie concert, which was at the Maya Music Bowl.
I know.
There was a lot of the LGBTI community there.
Heaps.
In support.
And hello to the lovely listener, and I'm sorry I...
Peter
that we met, that came and said, are you Dana? Like, it was amazing. Oh. Yeah, so hello. That was lovely. We saw you, and then I think we were leaving you saw us.
So what happened was, we got down there, Tim. We had tickets for the general admission, which is on the grass, the big hill there at the My Music Bowl.
Yes.
But we got there late because we were having drinks in the city and, who's that? You know, we'll be right.
Yeah.
How busy can
it
be?
Well, one of our friends had just arrived home from Brisbane after living up there for a little bit. So it doesn't matter.
We got
a tuk-tuk from Flinders Street Station.
With Kylie playing.
So we were having a lovely time. It's cool, we've got general admission tickets.
So we get down there and we find out that the general admission tickets that we have on the grass, we can't actually get on the grass because there's so many people. 11,500, 12,000 people.
They've literally come up the hill and then sort of started to peter out over the top of it. But the problem with Kylie concert is everyone's standing trying to see her. So if you're at the carols by candlelight, everyone's sitting.
Yeah. So this thing, everyone's standing, so you couldn't see. It was blocked, and if you're on the side. So I don't even know how much we paid, but it was quite expensive. So we were a bit jaded, but our fault. We got there late.
Yeah.
Mm.
We can't see her.
Talking about, and Anna, smashed a can on the ground
very dramatic. I didn't.
We're going.
I did not do that.
We're going. That's it. I'm done, she says.
Right.
And so
I said that.
I said, Murph, listen, why don't I try? Let's just try. Let's, on the off chance that the universe is shining on us and all the planets are in line. And
now,
let me just give
you all some background to this. This is not a one-off. So when Dean Murphy says things like this to me, I just go along with it because there's a 90% strike rate of success the way that he does this. It's ridiculous. I've never understood it. I just go along with it. So next minute he's just like, hang on, let me give it a shot. And I'm like, okay.
So I went to the guy who was at the VIP gate and I said, listen, there's been a real mix-up here because we had VIP tickets.
Oh.
But on our tickets, it sent us onto the grass. It's like on the grassy knoll there, and that's not what we're here for because we had the VIP. He goes, your ticket's definitely the grass. I said, mate, is there any any chance at all? Because there's a whole bunch of seats I can see in the VIP that are free. Is there any chance that we can just go in there? Because that's where we're meant to be. Because I'll go and talk to this guy up the top. And I said,
I've just been left with these other chicks that Dean knew at this stage. And I'm saying to them, he's pretty good. He's
so
pretty good.
I went up there and talked to this old mate up the hill and I said, listen, old mate down the hill has said to see you because I'm meant to be in the VIP and apparently if we got here an hour and a half earlier, we would have been in there, but now it's full, but it's clearly not full, as you can see. Mm. We're meant to be in there on the crowd. Is there anything you can do? And he said, hang on a second. So he went into the ticket box. I'm waiting, I'm waiting. I even saw a rabbit in that period of time. It's like Watership
Amazing.
Down. Anyway.
Like Watership Down. And, it wasn't as miserable as that, maybe.
And then all of a sudden he comes out and goes, oh, I've got one ticket.
Oh,
one hard copy ticket. And I thought, oh, great. But, you know, and I thought, you know what? Look, I've seen Kylie a million times before.
I've never seen her in life.
Dolly needs to see Kylie, I'll go and sit in the car. I'll get the tuk-tuk back and get the car and meet her afterwards and she can have a lovely time. But let's try.
Lovely.
Let's just try with old mate down the hill again. So I went down and I said, mate, I said, old mate up the hill has given me a hard copy ticket and said to say to you that was the only one in the office. If we had the two of them, he would have just let me in. So you're allowed to let me in. And so.
And it worked.
And it worked. And he went, in you go. So we managed to.
Thank you.
Wow.
So we managed to weasel our way into not only the VIP, but Michael Gudinski was sitting next to us. Well, he was standing next to us with his daughters.
So one of our friends.
That's how close we were.
I saw one of our friends in the street the other day and I was like, I'm going to the Kylie concert. And she was like, yeah, too. And I said, oh, general admission. And she went, oh. Because she was going with a friend of ours who's an entertainment reporter. And so she goes, you know, they hang out all the time. And so I said, oh, yeah, cool. Will you be on the stage? She went, oh, yeah, probably. And so, next minute. Hello, who's in there?
Yep.
At one stage I went to the bar in there and I'm like, oh, can I go? And the guy goes, yeah, that's fine. And there was just me and I'm up a hill and there's just nothing in between me and Kylie Minogue at the stage to myself.
Great night.
I was just like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Not only that, but we waited just before. There's about a minute left of her last song and we had rung the tuk-tuk
guy. We had the tuk-tuk number.
To pick us up the front to drive us back. It was a perfect night.
It was a perfect night. And we've got some video footage of it.
Yeah, we'll put it on our Facebook page.
Of us on the way back gleeful with our success story. So we're going to pop that on our Facebook page because it's very funny.
Yeah.
Well done, people. I'm very, very impressed.
Well, I am too. Because, look, where there's that one story of success, there are 30,000 other stories where we have been in the nosebleed.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. There she is, Kylie Minogue, 25 metres away from us last week.
She wasn't far.
It
was amazing. Hey, can I just make mention for everybody out there, especially those who have just joined, you're welcome. We podcast this show regularly. Our fabulous podcaster, Tom, slaves away. And since the beginning of this year, it has been a mission of mine to get on the bloody poster here at Joy because we've not got on there.
Have we done it?
We're on there
get
for
out.
The movers.
Look,
are
for
we,
the month.
We're
the very bottom line.
That wasn't what I was going to point out.
It looks like a typo.
Anyway,
we're on there.
Congratulations to Tom and us
well
for
done.
Our podcast.
Well
and can
done.
I just say that if anybody would like to listen to us, you can listen to it anytime you want. Yeah. Not just now. You can podcast us at Joy or you can podcast us on iTunes. Just look for Murphy's Law. It's that simple.
You sound like a psychologist then. Our competition went crazy.
Wow.
And the competition, if you just jumped in a car or on a train or whatever, I know it's not really great, but it's been fun.
I think it's wonderful.
I think it's been fun. Describe your first lobotomy using the song title. You've got 8 minutes to tell us a song and your name. Well, you don't have to. You can keep it secret. And your chance to win this awesome prize, which is Comedy Ticket Festival ticket. You know what I mean.
Melbourne International
There's
Comedy
There's a whole
Festival.
Bunch of hot... comedians from the United States, and it's great.
Wow.
Headliners, that's what they're called.
Whole
it's
lot of
be
funny.
Amazing, a whole lot of funny. Get it in. So all you got to do is describe
do you know
your
I
first
think I've
song.
Worked out what your problem was there? you were trying to read it, but flashing the page around furiously in front of your face and you were closing your eyes.
Sorry.
Half of it.
Sorry.
No wonder you can't read.
Describe your first lobotomy using the song title.
I'm dyslexic.
No, but you need to open your eyes and keep still.
Yes,
you're
look
like an octopus
words.
Looking at it.
Well,
Melbourne.
That's right. It's the second time we head out to the roads this afternoon. The colder outbound is stuck on a hill and is annoyed. It can't see the band at 8 minutes. Eastern outbound has cracked it and is heading home at 19 minutes. The Monash outbound didn't like the band anyway and is at home on the couch watching Netflix at 78 minutes. And the Princess Freeway outbound has a crook neck from bending to see the act through the tiny crack through the people at 18 minutes. And that's your festival or event at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl.
Oh, look at you go. Well done.
The traffic. Yeah.
Now you look at her. Now go. Now she's been in the VIP for the first time.
I know. How good am I?
On the trains this afternoon. You're fine. Oh, shut up. We've had this stupid competition happening.
We really have.
We've pushed the boundaries way too far.
But you've all played along and you've taken it.
They all sent through. We've had hundreds of responses. Very clever, our crowd. Very engaging.
Oh, they are. They're a naughty bunch.
And Mark from Armidale. Mark from Armidale.
Congratulations.
The only way is up. From M People.
M People.
Good on you, buddy. Joy 94.9. You know, it's funny, isn't it, Tim, when, you know, we're doing a show and then all of a sudden Anna gets up and just leaves the station.
Yeah, closes the laptop. Bye, guys.
See
I'm off. See
I'm
ya.
I'm done. We're like, we've got 10 minutes left.
What's...
Nah, she's gone. Yeah. That's it. Do you want to do the show with me next week?
Sure.
She's gone.
Yeah, great.
It's a democracy that we live in. And I'm saying, sling her off. Get her out.
Get out.
Old hag.
Oh, wasn't going to go that far.
What have we got now? That's pretty much it from us. Anna Murphy's left anyway, so the show really finished about 10 minutes ago.
She dragged it out the door.
I was going to talk a little bit about my Bali trip, but I can't remember much of it anyway. So.
I want to hear about it next week.
Oh, yeah, done. That's it. All right, we're out of here. Yeah, ciao.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.